This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to a new documentary film about the creative spark of invention and stereotypes about what an inventor is supposed to look like. In the early 1940s, an invention came out of Hollywood that informs Wi-Fi and cell phone technology to this day. The film is called Bombshell, and its director and producer, Alexandra Dean, says many would never guess who the inventor was of a communications technology called frequency hopping.
It was invented as a wartime technology that was a secret communication system. And it was secret because instead of just communicating on one frequency between a ship and a torpedo, you would hop around on radio frequencies. And that way, nobody could jam your signal. And suddenly, you could remotely control your torpedo. And amazingly, that became a building block for Wi-Fi, GPS, and Bluetooth today.
So the inventor gets a patent in August of 1942, and it gets donated, this innovation, to the U.S. military, I guess.
Yeah, it gets donated to the U.S. military because that was part of the war effort. People were being invited to give their technologies to something called the Inventors Council during the Second World War.
And I've been deliberately holding off on the name of this inventor, of this crucial communications innovation, which inspired technology in use to this day. Who is the inventor?
Hedy Lamarr.
The Hedy Lamarr.
The woman who inspired Snow White and Catwoman. She was called the most beautiful girl in the world. She was one of the most famous Hollywood stars in the 1940s. And she was secretly, at night, an inventor.
And Alex, this wasn't a one-off, this innovation with frequency hopping. Hedy Lamarr was an inventor.
She was an inventor, a true inventor, and some said she was a genius.
And your film makes it clear, it really bugged Lamarr that people couldn't get their heads around the idea that beauty and brains coexist in the same person.
Yeah, imagine. I don't know if we're totally beyond that today. But at the time, in the 1940s, she was kind of the Angelina Jolie of the day. And people thought she was way too dazzlingly beautiful to have come up with some brilliant idea. And even the Navy, when she gave it to them, said, "What do you want to do? Put a player piano inside a torpedo? Get out of here." And so they didn't use it during the Second World War. It was after the Second World War that it emerged as a way of secretly communicating on all the gadgets that we use today.
Tell me the story about, as you're making this documentary film, there's plenty in the archive of Hedy Lamarr herself speaking as a movie star. But what about recordings of Hedy Lamarr talking about the invention stuff?
The hardest thing about making this documentary was that there was no record of Hedy Lamarr telling the story of her inventing anywhere except a handful of stories in the 40s, which were sort of laughed off. So we had to discover tapes that had never before been heard of Hedy telling a reporter in 1990 what she'd done. And it was a kind of an off-the-record situation. He kept them in a shoebox. And 6 months into making this film, we were lucky enough to discover them.
So he had these cassettes. He, in the 1990s, was smart enough to ask some of the invention questions.
That's right. He had heard from his father, who was an astrophysicist, the story from one of the earliest communications experts, and had followed up, interviewed her, used 7 quotes in a piece for Forbes magazine, but kept 4 cassettes with the entire story in her own words in a shoebox. And that's what we use as the backbone of our documentary.
Now, here's a piece of that audio where Lamarr tells the story of working with the famed aerospace pioneer Howard Hughes, no less than Howard Hughes. And she comes up with an idea for streamlining aircraft design. Let's hear it.
"I thought the aeroplanes were too slow. I decided that's not right. They shouldn't be square, the wings. So I bought a book of fish and I bought a book of birds, and I'd used the fastest bird connected it with the fastest fish. And I drew it together and showed it to Howard Hughes, and he said, 'You're a genius.'"
She showed it to Howard Hughes, and he said what?
He said, "You're a genius."
You know, like a lot of inventors, she's really driven. In her off hours, even if she's making a movie, she's creating.
This was one of the things that really blew my mind reporting this story. She was on sound stages with Jimmy Stewart, Spencer Tracy, and Clark Gable all at the same time. And at night, she was going home and making this invention, which is just incredible.
I mean, good ideas, genius, inspiration can come from so many places, not just the stereotypical places. And when, I guess this is one of the takeaways I got from your film, when we don't recognize that crucial, important ideas can come from anywhere, those ideas can get lost.
Yeah, the thing that Hedy Lamarr taught me was that you don't even have to have a high school degree. She left school at 15. But she loved to look at the world and wonder how it could be made simpler. And so she was refining ideas all the time and sometimes coming up with something completely new just by looking at it through that slightly different lens. And if we don't celebrate people like that, we really don't understand that just about anybody can come up with a groundbreaking new idea that will totally change our world.
Hedy Lamarr passed away in the year 2000, but she was still with us in 1997 when she was honored by the Electronic Frontier Foundation, right? So in other words, it's not like she had no recognition for this.
Yeah, and so the film is bittersweet because at the very end of her life, when she's very old, she starts to get this incredible recognition. People standing, auditoriums giving her standing ovations with people from the Navy, from the Army, from the Air Force in those auditoriums, really recognizing her. But unfortunately, at that point, she'd become a recluse. She wasn't leaving her house. She sent a recording of herself thanking them. So she wasn't able to stand up and receive this, you know, very delayed applause.
Another theme in your film, Alex, a movie where I should say there was a final cut months before the Harvey Weinstein allegations caught fire. Mm. People are going to watch this film and see echoes of what's been going on much more recently in Hollywood and beyond in terms of the treatment of people.
The thing is, I think, and this surprised me, but I think the film does provide context for the Harvey Weinstein scandal, because what you see in this film is Hedy Lamarr navigating the system where Louis B. Mayer, who was the head then of MGM Films and her boss, he controlled every aspect of her life and career. And it was something very difficult for her to navigate. And actually, even in private letters of hers, I have evidence that it may have gone beyond controlling her career. She calls him names. There's something difficult going on. I think it was a battle, a personal battle and a professional battle with him that she waged for many years. So, you know, it's hard to know the extent of that. And Louis B. Mayer was not Harvey Weinstein by any stretch. But I think if you look at it, you understand the system that a lot of actresses have been fighting for a very long time.
She tries to take back some of that control through entrepreneurial ventures. She starts her own company, her own production company, right?
This is the incredible thing about Hedy. She always takes the narrative into her own hands. It's what makes her feel like she's somebody living among us today that accidentally wandered into the past. She decides, because she's fighting Louis B. Mayer all the time, to just start her own production company. And no one was doing that, not male or female at that time, except one person, Betty Davis. She and Betty were the only two who tried this in 1946, and only Hedy was successful.
Alex, society still has a problem with body image and intellect. A woman writing an appreciation of your film in Britain's The Guardian newspaper the other day concludes that Lamarr's legacy, despite these inventions and all the films, will still be what?
Yeah. The Guardian concluded that Hedy's legacy will still be inspiring Disney cartoonists to change the color of Snow White's hair.
Hedy was a brunette.
Yeah.
Did that drive you around the bend when you read that?
It did. It drove me absolutely nuts. And yet it's such a familiar verdict. And it makes me sad. But I think the truth is more complicated than that. I don't think that will be Hedy's enduring legacy. I really do think that changing the way we all communicate today and being recognized for that finally will be her legacy.
Director Alexandra Dean, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Her documentary is called Bombshell, the Hedy Lamarr Story. It's at the IFC Theater in New York beginning on Friday. And watch for it soon in Los Angeles and beyond.